murder from Toha. This is the story of how he died. This is so annoying. My training is so hard and dangerous. Oh no, it's dusk. That's when the demons emerge. I say in fear, "Hey mom, I'm going to Sean's house for a bit," I say on the phone. By turning night, she replies, "What? He's already here." I say in shock. "Who? Sean?" she asks. "Yes, I'm going. Bye." "Yo, what are you doing here?" I ask. "I thought that I just have to come, you know." "By the way, have you seen this video of a cat inside of a chicken box?" Sean asks suspiciously. "No. Let's go home," I say. "What? Mum? Dad? Brother?" No, they can't. It can't. "No, please no. Who did this?" "I'll kill you. I'll kill whoever did this." I cry out. The floor was stained with blood. "What? You're alive? I thought you died because of all the blood." I say in joy. "I'm dead. He just showed me mercy. He gave me his blood. He trusted me. I'm Upper Moon One. We are the 12 Kizuki." As my cousin walks in, I see the numbers glare in their eyes. Then at that moment, I realize the 12 Kizuki work directly under Kibutsuji Muzan. "You must die. You know about Muzan," my brother says. Clang. My katana's gone. "Hey, give it," I say. "I'll get it," Sean says. As Sean dashed to my brother, clang. My brother cut in half, clean like butter. "I got it," Sean says. "Nice," I reply. Clang. I fall on the sofa and my brother regrows his torso, such as, "What?" I say in shock as he cut the sofa, but suddenly I stop. I can't move. I try and try, but to no prevail. "Sean, I can't move," I say in fear. My brother woke up to me and says, "Time to die. You will never kill me, Kokoshibo," I say mockingly. "You feel me, Kokoshibo," Muzan says from behind. Sweat drops on my face, drip by drip. "No, Kokoshibo, please don't go, please," I cry out in despair as Muzan stabs him. John's face drops. Suddenly, my cousin drops. "No more pathetic demons," Muzan says coldly. "Sean, we need to kill him," I say in fear. "Too slow," Muzan says. "He kicks me so hard, my soul leaves my body." Sean dashes. We all fall on the floor. "Die," Muzan says. "Tom." Muzan punched me so hard that a crater appeared on the floor. Clang, our swords clash. I punch. He dodges like a cheetah. It hurts. It's like a drill went through my stomach. Sean keeps on striking. It's like he's playing with us. It's like a game. But suddenly life stops. Next thing I know, he has me hostage. A sword to my throat. Kokoshibo's body to the left. Sean's body to the right. But the question is, will he slit my throat?